On April 18, 2002, at Zero Dark 20, an MK-47 Chinook Hilo lifted off from Bagram Air Base, Afghanistan, into the moonless night with a roar, escorted by two Apache gunships headed to the village of Zargun Mek, 20 miles from coast Afghanistan. Mark Erickson, a Navy SEAL lieutenant and second in command, leaned forward on the webbed bench. He took a deep breath and reflected on his wife Karen's last words to him as he gritted his teeth. "I'm proud of you for protecting our country, but I want you back home in one piece. I love you." He glanced at several of his men, and his squadron commander, Major Jeb Templeton, nodded and gave them the thumbs-up sign. 18 men of Bravo Team, part of the elite Tier 1 operators from the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, were on a high-value target's mission. The men wore their battle dress uniforms and all had beards and long hair to blend into the Afghan culture. The team's painted camo, green, and brown earth-toned faces highlighted the whites of their eyes. Several minutes into the flight, many of the men closed their eyes to rest, and silence prevailed with the exception of the noise from the helo. The rotor blades thumped in cadence to a wop-wop-wop beat, and the gears made a loud whining sound like a high-speed chainsaw. Erickson had been on 32 missions since arriving in Afghanistan at the end of 2001. He thought about their most recent mission briefing. 11 days before, the agency, as the military referred to the CIA, received actionable intel on the targeted leaders' meeting set for April 18 at 0900 hours. The Predator drone had conducted recon and surveillance in the village over the past 6 days and transferred intel back to the agency at Bagram Air Base's Tactical Operations Center, the TOC. 2 days ago, the Predator drone's live-feed video camera had picked up Mullah Abdullah, the Taliban's second-in-command, along with a senior military commander. Late in the evening of April 16, Bravo Team sent a small advance team to conduct recon and surveillance. The next morning, Delta's Fico Delgado, using a camera with telephoto zoom lens, collected photos of Saad al-Fulani, a key Saudi al-Qaeda leader, leaving a compound. Since al-Fulani reported directly to Osama bin Laden, his presence confirmed to the CIA JSOC command the significance of the meeting. Erickson reflected on the horrific terror attacks just 7 months earlier on 9/11, the planes that hit the World Trade Center buildings, the Pentagon, and the fourth hijacked plane, United Airlines Flight No. 93, on course to Washington, D.C. Had it not been for those brave Americans who rushed the terrorists and fought to take control of the plane, the White House or the Capitol building more than likely would have been destroyed. Sadly, the plane crashed in a field in Pennsylvania, killing all on board. On that day, over 3,000 people died on American soil. With a few minutes to go before insertion, the pilot voiced a warning.
10 minutes out!
Erickson and the men adjusted their helmets and night vision devices with their gloves. He was all about duty, honor, and country, and expecting less than 100% from his men was an intolerable thought. He trusted his men, and knew should he get injured or killed in action, they would never leave him behind, nor would he them. Failure wasn't in his vocabulary. The helo approached the infrared landing zone, LZ, which glowed on a plateau 2 kilometers from the village where the high-value targets were reported to be staying. The air turbulence shook the helo as it hovered 40 feet above the landing zone, kicking up dust, sand, and rocks. The men fast roped to the ground on the plateau perched above the village, which stood over 3,000 feet in elevation. The team quickly assembled 100 yards away at the staging area. The winds howled out of the east at 15 miles an hour. The temperature held at 58 degrees Fahrenheit, while the rain pelted the ground into a mud-soaked path. Their eyes began adapting to the low-level light with the intensified images on the phosphorus screen to best direct their line of sight in green. The team met Bashir Sadozai, an Afghan.